There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
We go, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Lots to do on today's show, and we are on location at Mahindra of Mobile. We're going to talk about more about Mahindra in just a second with my buddy Chris. But first, I kind of lay out what's coming up today at 12:30. Dick Brubaker, of course, Tuesday, if you hadn't checked, then it's the runoff day. So if we had 18% turnout in AL1 and AL2 around here for the primary, I'm going to say, let's break double digits. Let's surprise people and break double digits turnout on the runoff coming up. But Dick Brubaker in that AL2 Republican runoff, he will join us here around 12:30. Also coming up, Attorney General of the State of Alabama, Steve Marshall, joins us. Lots to talk about with him, especially after they've now got a name and the suspect here in the attempted bombing there at the AG's office from a couple months ago. We'll talk about that with him coming up around 1 o'clock. Also, my buddy John Young from Men United Against Violence joins me coming up at 1:30. So lots to do on today's show. And yeah, without further ado, Chris Hankins. Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. So, we'll start this off. You and I have been knowing each other a long time.
Yes, sir.
And, you're always, step ahead.
Well,
step ahead in doing things. You've always been doing cool stuff. So I when I knew that you were doing something new, I said, okay, I'm in.
I don't know. I could argue that I just got to see the inside of your van here. You're a step ahead, my friend.
Well, this is the old rolling, the mobile command unit, the studio on wheels. And we're out here. We're in the address here. We're on Hamilton, right?
Yep, 5245 Hamilton Boulevard.
Okay. And like you told me yesterday, we were talking. He said, oh, yeah, Sean, you'll know when you get there because there's red tractors everywhere.
There's red tractors. You cannot miss us today. They're everywhere.
So this is... this is a grand opening going on today, tomorrow.
Yep, we're going on today from 11 to 5 and tomorrow from 8 to 2. And we'd like to welcome anybody and everybody in the community, whether you have a tractor, need a tractor, or don't care anything about tractors. We just want you to come by and say hello and shake our hand. We've got Boston Butts,
nice.
Pulled pork sandwiches. We've got Kaneka dogs. We've got some etouffee in there that, you know Mike Crenshaw.
I do.
He has a famous etouffee, and it is wonderful.
Well, I tell you what, it's smelling real good out there. So, yeah, y'all think about this right now. It's lunch hour.
Right.
Stop on by and have lunch with us when you're here. I got some FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you as well. Let's talk Mahindra tractors.
Yes,
Because... why Mahindra?
Well, let's back up 1 second and talk tractors.
Okay.
Because you have had a very tense week on 106.5 Talk.
Yeah, I have.
And what I wanted to bring up today is that tractoring is a wonderful thing to do to relieve stress. Just get out on your tractor and
100% agree with that.
Yeah, whether it be a rotary cutter or discing something or spreading some gravel on the road,
yeah,
man, it just relaxes you.
Yeah,
so you know that.
Yeah, I do.
And I know that, and we want the general public in Mobile to know that. So Mahindra Mahindra's been around for I don't know the exact date, but 40 or 50 years. They've been around a long time. They are the largest selling tractor by volume in the world.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people don't know that. Now, in the United States, they don't have that big of a market share, but these tractors...
You're changing that.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, right?
Yeah.
Yep. These tractors are just tanks, man. We've had one. I've owned one personally for about 10 years, and they're just very reliable, and it's just important for us to show them to people, you know,
yeah.
And let them speak on their own merits. One of the most attractive thing about Mahindra tractors to me is that they do not contain DPF or DEF, and they do not have to regen.
Now, how do they do that? Because, remember, yeah. Obama just said, told us we had to have DEF and these things. And goes through the regen, got to let it sit and all that.
Yeah, and I would have to let the Mahindra engineers tell you how they did that.
Good for them.
Yeah, I do know that they spent a couple billion dollars on a common rail system that allows them to operate these diesel engines without the DPF or the DEF.
Very good.
Yeah,
good.
That's cool.
That, yeah, because you know what? When you need that, when you're at the hunting camp and there's no DEF available, it's a Sunday.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You know, and you're up in the country and they roll the streets up Saturday night and there's nowhere to go. That's a problem.
If you've ever been riding a piece of equipment that starts a region, it is an interesting experience the first time it happens.
Yes, and you see the little symbol there, and there you sit. Let's talk about the range and horsepower here. I took some pictures when I got here, and we'll put some of these up on our social media pages. But kind of the range, like what you have. I see some smaller, like some.
Yeah.
Small tractors and on up. So where do you start here?
We've got tractors here today that start at 20 horsepower and they go all the way up to 50. Now Mahindra makes some larger tractors that we can get for you. We opted to put our inventory more in that 20 to 50 range. We felt like it would fit more in this area.
Right.
But if you have a need for a bigger, 65, 70 horsepower tractor, we can definitely help you with that as well.
Yeah, you and I are both guys that like to hunt and do land management work. Can somebody come in here and get that range, maybe that 50 or in the 40s? And then do you have the implements to go with it? Do you have the class implements to go with that?
We do. We've got rotary cutters. We've got disc harrows. We've got land planes, auger motors. I mean, we've got it all.
And front. By the way, I've nice selection of front end loaders on these things too. Because y'all don't get a tractor without a front end loader.
Well, and Mahindra tractors come standard with the loader.
That you're going to get it no matter what.
You're going to get it no matter what.
Well, if y'all have ever had one without a front end loader, it's not good.
It's not. You can do some things with a tractor without a loader, but some things when you do it without a loader is pretty scary.
Yeah, no, well said. Well said. On these, are you putting pieces together, or will you put a package together if somebody says, "I need these implements and the tractor"?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can get you a package put together. We can give you a discount for buying multiple units. And I was telling a guy the other day that Mahindra offers a 0% up to 84 months on these tractors.
Okay, so that's what I was going to get. They've got that 0%.
Yeah, and so what I told a guy the other day is, hey, at that kind of rate, you should buy everything you could think you would need with the tractor. You might as well have it up front.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're never going to be unhappy that you have the implement.
Right.
For sure. Also, somebody who's got a Mahindra tractor, or somebody who wants to get a Mahindra tractor and say, okay, but when I need service, I don't want to do it myself. Are y'all doing that work?
Absolutely. We have a full service department. We've got a full parts department, and we can also perform warranty work on the tractors that are newer.
Good. So somebody from around here buys a tractor from you, and they, you know, may take it to the camp or whatever, but they bring it back here, they can drop it off and get the service work done.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a trailer, it's okay. We can deliver the unit to you, and if you have an issue, we can come pick it up, perform the service, and bring it back.
Okay, because that's important to a lot of people, too, that they may not have a truck or a trailer to pull it. And, you know, I'm thinking hunting camps and all that, but, you know, I stay on a tractor on the farm, just keeping a gravel road box bladed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm thinking about where we are. So many people have, you know, 3 to 20 acres of land that they live on,
right,
that they need a tractor.
Yeah, and just the driveway. I mean, sometimes my wife and I live on 4 acres, and our driveway is 575 feet long.
You know it well.
And yeah, because I have drugged that box blade back and forth.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, after the rain we had the other day, that's going to be my afternoon, you know, my afternoon relaxation box blading. All right, so once again, this grand opening going on today till... You said 5?
Till 5 today, yes, sir.
All right, tomorrow 8 to 2, and people come on by and see it right here at Hamilton. I mean, it's 5245 Hamilton, but it's Hamilton Road where you see all the red tractors.
That's right, yep. Just run into the red tractors, pull in the parking lot. We'd love to help you.
All right, y'all come out here, have some lunch with Chris and I. We'll grab some pulled pork sandwiches, some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, and enjoy this beautiful Friday. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Morning. Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this absolutely beautiful Friday. If you didn't hear this morning, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 2.0 weekend weather scale. So no reason not to get out and enjoy it. Maybe go stop and see my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. What's going on, man?
It is a 2.0 out here today. I tell you, the weather's perfect.
It's good stuff.
We've got a great inventory as usual, but we've got five small trucks, mid-sized trucks, if that's what you want to call them. We've got three Nissan Frontiers on the ground that we do really well with, and two of them are crew cabs. One of them's an extended cab. They're all automatic. Then we've got a 2012 GMC Canyon regular cab, five-speed, which is a great truck for a young boy, young girl that likes a full truck. And then we've got a 20 Canyon in stock that's a crew cab. So we got plenty of vehicles in stock.
Yeah, you're looking for trucks. You've got them, of course, a great assortment of SUVs, mid-sized SUVs, and those car things that some people drive for some reason. You got those, too.
We do. We bought a really nice 18 Camry yesterday. It just got here this morning, under 100,000 miles, $20,000. Nice car.
All right. Tell people how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068, or you can go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. That's David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. And, yeah, we are live, Midday Mobile, live here at Mahindra of Mobile, their grand opening going on today and tomorrow. So when you come down Hamilton, if you turned off Rangeline and you're coming, I guess it's generally west on Hamilton, when you see all the red tractors and the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit, you know you're in the right place. They are serving up delicious, delicious pulled pork in there and some Kaneka dogs. So come get lunch with us. Got some FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you as well. Let me read a few of these texts. And also, I want to throw this up. This is like our side, you know, we often have like a sidebar discussion on this show. And I started, it got in the conversation, I guess, over the weekend and finally getting around to it here on the show. Your top apps ever, okay? Top apps ever, because you think about, we spend so much time talking about social media apps on people's phones, right? And which we appreciate your patronage on our Facebook page and, you know, Instagram and Twitter and all that, or X. And those get the most discussion. But I started thinking about this. It was like a front porch discussion we're having, like the apps that kind of changed the world. You know, the wheel changed, fire changed the world for humans. The wheel changed the world for humans. Air conditioning changed the world for humans living in the South. App-wise, the ones you use, because and Dan Brennan and I this morning were talking about, like, just mapping software. Now, I use some mapping software that's that does a lot of things, landlines and all that kind of stuff, but just basic Google Maps. The idea that, you know, the old days of, you know, having the Rand McNally Atlas and look around, now you can just plug in the address here. You know, you could just plug it. Here you go. Instead of me telling you, hey, all right, here's how you get to Mahindra. You turn, and then you go there. You know where that driveway is? Well, go past that driveway. And you know where that old red truck sits out there? Well, don't pay attention to that. Keep going. You remember how we used to give directions. Now I can just sit there and tell you, you know, it's 5245 Hamilton Boulevard. You plug it in, it brings you right here. So I think that's one of my top apps ever. I think Weather Radar, like we have through the FM Talk 106.5 app, is one of my top functions on the phone ever. But yours, you can let me know on the text line, which is also kind of an app, at 343-0106. On your phone, the ones that are most important, like the ones that if I said, okay, out of the things your phone does, you know, that you get there on your phone, you can keep, let's pare it down, you can keep two. You keep two. Everything else is going to go away. You'll still have, you'll be able to text and call, but you can only have two apps on your phone. What are they? Like, you got to call back your you know, not a full Mount Rushmore, a two-face Mount Rushmore of apps on your phones. Which one would you keep? And tell me on the text line at 343-0106. Also, you know, we've been talking about this for over a week here on the show, but just keep bringing it back up because I think it's incredibly important. Now Wall Street Journal saying the Iranian attack is expected on Israel in the next 2 days. Now, you know, now we're talking about this again. You know, it was last week, it was going to be within 48 hours. Here's another 48-hour window. But we're obviously getting some substantial intelligence in that says that attack's coming. And your thoughts on that? If Israel takes a direct attack from Iran, right, if they take it, you know, I don't know what they do. Is it through a proxy, a thinly veiled proxy, or is it actually Iranian military that does it with jets or something, or a drone strike or something like that? What do you think the reaction in the United States? What do you think the reaction should be? You know, and the fact that, you know, we have Americans that are there, and we have American troops that are in the general theater area. I don't know where we are in building the pier. Remember what President Biden said in the State of the Union address? We're going to build this big pier to get stuff into Gaza. What happens then? I think it's a very fair question. I think it was pretty irresponsible, in my opinion, of the Israelis to hit the Iranian embassy. I mean, you've got Vienna Convention and all that. You're not supposed to do it. But that's the situation now. What happens if all these stories end up, coming true, that Iran strikes inside Israel's border, not some, you know, outpost in Syria, inside Israel's border, and it's specifically, without question, you can track it back to Iran? What do we do as the United States? So that's another conversation piece, and I'm going to ask that question too, coming up in just a little bit, because AL2 candidate, Republican candidate in the runoff, Dick Brubaker, joins us coming up around 12:35. So we'll talk about that with him. But I think that one stands out to me as things that continue to worry me in world politics more than Ukraine, more than, you know, even right now, currently China. It worries me more about would we have, if Taiwan gets attacked, one thing brings U.S. in. But if Israel gets attacked, do we then put American boots on the ground? Is that how they continue to turn up the rheostat on this to be in another war, in a wider regional war? So it's, but they say now, this latest story, within 48 hours, they said the plan is, in recent hours, social media accounts close to the Revolutionary Guard, so Iranian Revolutionary Guard, posted videos showing simulated missile attacks on Israel's Haifa airport and its nuclear facility in Dimona. Now, if they're putting videos up on social media, that's probably not what they're going to do. I mean, that's obviously a psyop. But what if they did hit something that big? It also said Iranian officials have previously said that Iran would strike at Israel's power and desalination plants if attacked. You know, where they're getting their water and power from. So I think there's this rhetoric, this saber rattling, maybe nothing. I would pray that nothing happens from it, but it sure is worrisome to me. All right, from the text line here, let's go through some of the apps here before we run to the news. This is, let's see. Oh, and somebody asking me how DEF works. And listen, we got DEF in the vehicle, and we have to run DEF in this Mercedes diesel engine in this vehicle. DEF breaks down. The idea of DEF is, and Dan's asking that, DEF breaks down the nitrous oxide, so it's injected in the system, and by the time the exhaust comes out, it has less pollutants for the environment, but it's also could be a real pain in the diesel. All right, let's see here. And also, thank you, Mixer said WKRG announced they're not taking any more. They're slammed. I guess that's that shred event, because everybody wants to shred their documents. Because it's a pain when you try to burn documents. You know, if you try to burn a bunch of paper together, it takes forever and it doesn't hardly burn. So I guess they're full on their shredders. All right. So Chris in Orange Beach, three greatest inventions of my life: the microwave oven, Spotify, and the Yeti cup holds ice all day. Yes. Now, those are great things. Great things. But app on your phone. I figured I'd get something like this from Derek. Says, I don't know the one, Kitco, but he says Tinder. All right, there you go. Derek is the most important two, or I don't know what Kitco is, but and I probably maybe said something bad right there. Tinder, very nice, Derek. Adam said napping, okay, and Yelp. Wait a second, Yelp to find information or to go complain, Adam? Like Yelp, people like, I went there and I went to Chicken World and ordered a hamburger and they didn't have it. But the mapping, I think, I'm with you too. Mapping is the two that I keep on my phone. Mapping is absolutely one of them. All right. And Summerdale Tony said, we're about the same age. I'm a contractor, so the same two apps are my same two. I like GPS and Weather Radar. Preach, Tony. I mean, those things, when I first had a buddy of mine, we were over in the Mississippi Delta hunting, gosh, late 90s or something, and first to get a Southern Link phone and pulled it out and had weather radar and we could see the front coming, you might as well just have shown me nuclear fusion in front of me. I was Unbelievable. Oh, good. So this texture says Pornhub, the only app they need. So there you go. but what other one then? Pornhub and what? All right, coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. We'll be joined by Dick Brubaker, running for AL2, and he's in next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this beautiful Friday, live at Mahindra of Mobile. Their grand opening today and tomorrow. And we're right here on Hamilton. If you wonder where, I mean, like I said, we could Google map it. But if you're coming down Hamilton before you get to 90, like if you turned off Rangeline, it'd be the place with the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit, the studio on wheels, right next to all those red Mahindra tractors. So come on out. They're feeding you lunch. So stop by, grab some lunch today, and see what it's all about. Or 8 to 2 tomorrow. Grand opening continues. Come by and see Chris and those guys. I've known Chris forever. Good guy. Good guy. And exciting to see him getting in the tractor world. All right. As I mentioned, if you hadn't been counting, maybe this man has. It's just days now to the runoff in the AL2 Republican primary. Joined by former state senator, candidate for the House of Representatives, Dick Brubaker. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for letting me be on your show. I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, I've listened to you on with Jeff over the years, so your voice familiar to me. So it's good to get you on my show finally. And then you'll say, man, why did I even go on Jeff's show ever, right? You'll just switch up and come here.
Always
want to improve. Yeah, well, I'll poach you from Jeff. We'll work it out that way. I wanted to talk about just a few days, right? You've got this runoff here. Right. You came out of the primary in the lead. I looked at some of the polling that had come out. What's your polling number saying? You know, how are you looking going into this?
Well, my polling numbers look great. I mean, but as you know, in a runoff where you're expecting, we had 22% turnout on Super Tuesday, and the general rule of thumb is you expect half the turnout in a runoff you got in the first round. While my polls are extremely encouraging, I'm not placing much reliance on them because it's all going to be about turnout. I've spent all day on get out the vote efforts. Had a big thing happen today for the campaign. Greg Allbritton endorsed me, and we had a press conference this morning, which is certainly great to have Greg's support. And we're just going to push through to the end. I mean, the polling looks great, but, you know, it's the only poll that matters is the one on Tuesday.
Sure does. And yeah, and maybe you'll be right. I've been cautioning everybody, let's at least have double digit turnout here in the runoff. Don't get me on my soapbox on that. But I want to talk to you, Senator, about you talk about that endorsement, right? And this, I write down all politics are local, right? I mean, you know this, all politics are local. And we have this district now, not through our own choice, but this drawn district that stretches from state line to state line, and I think kind of breaks up communities of interest and makes it tough, right? I mean, you're a Montgomery guy, but then, you know, you're down here, you know, in southwest Alabama as well. Does this change the way you campaign? Can politics be local when you have such a wide geographical swath of a district?
Well, politics is going to be local no matter what you do, so you have to approach it that way. You know, one reason I was so pleased to get Greg's endorsement is that he has been a lot of help to me in understanding whether it's Mobile County or Washington County or Clark, you know, what specific issues are the most important and, you know, what their needs are. And one thing I've also learned, and you're absolutely right when you talk about just the bizarre nature of this district, instead of running along corridors of economic partnership, they cut across them, which doesn't make any sense. But when you look at like Mobile infrastructure needs, the Port of Mobile has a lot of, you know, whether it's the Bayway Bridge or widening the Chip Channel or more heavy rail access to the port. You know, those sound like purely local infrastructure issues. But, you know, they're really not. Montgomery just spent $110 million on a container port on the river right above Montgomery. Well, that container port is going to be useless and empty if we can't get the containers out of Mobile. So a Mobile being successful in improving the port and building the bayway, anything they do that makes ingress and egress better for Mobile will have an economic ripple effect all the way through the district. So it's not necessarily what one city gets, another one necessarily loses. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I think probably now we are way more interconnected than we were in the past. It still doesn't mean that I don't think exactly like you do, that they cut through instead of, you know, grouping economies of interest as well. But you do point out the intermodal facility there in Montgomery links the port. And actually, I mean, it sounds like I'm stumping for the Port of Mobile, which I am. But, you know, I think in my discussions with Rick Clark from the port that every county in Alabama has something that comes through the port. It touches every county.
And given the increase in traffic, in not only in the port but just over the road traffic, whether we're talking about 18-wheelers or just automobiles, the traffic count is rising so fast in Mobile. If the port's going to grow and we're going to encourage people to have their cargo pass through Mobile, these infrastructure projects need to happen. They need to be started now, and they need to be wrapped up in the next 5 to 7 years, because if they're not, the outflow of material will begin to be severely hampered, which will slow down the growth of the port, which will hurt everybody, whether it's someone in Mobile or somebody running a business in Montgomery or Troy who's depending on their inventory or their construction products getting out of Mobile and into their markets in a timely way. So it's important for anybody running for Congress to understand that there's some time pressure involved on all of these projects.
If you're just joining us, talking to Dick Brubaker, of course, will be on the ballot in the runoff on Tuesday for AL2 for the Republicans. You mentioned something, and you know, with your time and in business, and time with the in state politics, you'll see what I'm getting to here. It's how do you navigate the fact that you talk about that 5 to 7 year window? So many times, projects have to be started earlier than the people even maybe see. And I'm not saying in this case we don't already see the crush on this, but, you know, you see these coming up. Instead of it's easier to let a problem fester, right, and be a big issue, and then you have the hue and cry, and then government can come in to solve it, versus saying, hey, y'all, this is going to happen here in 4 or 5 years. We need to get on it now, because people aren't seeing the problem right then, right? It's probably a little heavier lift.
Until the house is on fire, nobody is looking for a fire extinguisher.
Right.
But once it's burnt, and here's the problem. Let's say you're, Mobile has, I know there are several shipyards in Mobile, but, you know, you have one big transplant shipyard, Austral, and another big transplant aircraft manufacturer, Airbus, that are both right there. Now, somewhere out there is another giant industrial project looking for a home. And when they're evaluating Mobile as a possible site for building ships or maybe building planes or anything that's dependent on moving heavy cargo in and out, they can look at the same traffic studies that I've seen and say, okay, yes, we're approaching capacity, but the city of Mobile and their representatives, you know, they've got it in hand. You know, this bridge project's already underway. These improvements to the port haven't happened yet, but they're already funded. So we're going to consider making Mobile our home. But on the other hand, if they look at Mobile and they realize, man, you know, things may be okay now, but they've got major work to do in the near term. They haven't even started. Maybe we should go to Charlotte, or maybe we should, go to Pascagoula. I mean, we can't come to Mobile because they're too near their capacity. And so that's the sort of thing you've got to look at. I mean, you've got to think 10 years ahead. And, you know, if you're a major manufacturer, say another shipyard, you know, that's maybe not focused on naval ships like Austal is, you know, they're looking for a place to be. I mean, they know it'll take them 4 or 5 years to get their facility built and to get their own funding in place. But so they're looking 5 years ahead. And if they see that the infrastructure issues are being dealt with and people are anticipating what the needs are going to be, they'll come. But if they think people are just sitting around waiting for lightning to strike, they probably won't.
Right.
And that's the way you've got to look 5 and even 10 years down the road. And when it comes to traffic patterns, it's more than just the Bayway Bridge. I mean, even projects like the West Alabama Causeway that will tie in to the interstate arteries outside Mobile, eventually that's going to be very important to anybody moving cargo in and out of the port.
Yeah.
But it's good that it's on the drawing board. It's good that the funding's being pulled together now, because we don't need it now, but we will need it in the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, and that's the heavier lift, right? The heavier lift is to make the case for something that is not the house that's on fire. If you're just joining us, talking to Dick Brubaker, former senator here in Alabama, running for AL2 in the House, Republican side. I want to talk a little bit about your campaign as well. So Quinn Hillier has a piece over at Washington Examiner, and Quinn's a fairly regular weekly guest on this station. And he was he's kind of talking about your campaign and the way you've done it. He went to the well here. He called it Reagan-esque. You know, that's a term that maybe isn't used as much anymore. But what makes your campaign Reagan-esque, or at least in his mind?
Well, it's no secret that my Republican opponent has decided to go hard negative. I mean, even before Super Tuesday. I mean, it's been one attack ad from her campaign against me after another, misrepresenting my record, calling me a Trump hater. And you know, most people know that stuff's not true. I mean, Lee Greenwood, Mike Flynn, Veterans for Trump, which is the biggest pro-Trump organization in the country, they all endorse me, not her. So clearly I'm, you know, no Trump hater. But that's the way negative campaigning works. And my own campaign staff was saying, you know, you've got to respond to this. You need to go negative on Dobson and start, you know, running your own attack ads. Mm-hmm. And I just told them, I'm not going to do it. It is the reason, I believe very firmly, that the reason Republicans were so enthusiastic and turned out in such huge numbers during the Reagan years was because campaigning was hopeful. It was positive. What does the scripture say? You know, whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is beautiful, you know, let your mind dwell on these things. I mean, Republican candidates put forward a vision for the country and said, vote for this. Well, over the last 3 or 4 election cycles, Republicans have fallen into a pattern of vote against this, not vote for something, but vote against somebody. And have gone to these, you know, just red meat attack ads without much regard for the truth. And what this country needs is hope and truth. And so if the only way to get elected is to run negative ads on other Republicans, well, I'm just not doing it. And we've had a great response to our campaign. I think the reason we've gotten so many endorsements is that people, you know, Eagle Forum, National Right to Life, it's because people are attracted to a positive, hopeful message for not only Alabama, but for the United States. We don't have to, campaigning doesn't have to be about telling lies about your opponent.
Well, what does that mean going forward? Say that you win on Tuesday, and now you're in the general. Tell me how you could win a district that was really gerrymandered and drawn for a Democrat win. How do you win that?
Well, the way you win it is, first of all, the 51% Democrat lean that you read about in the newspaper, that's total population. That's not voting age. The voting age and likely voter statistics, it's just a dead even district. And on Super Tuesday, the Democrat total vote was less than 1,000 votes more than the Republican total vote. So a Republican can win this district, provided it's the right Republican. And I think I'm that person. I mean, I've got a record of accomplishment when I was in the state legislature. I've got a reputation of being responsive and easy to get a hold of, and someone who approaches things as a problem solver. And I just think Alabamians, I run into very few Alabamians who want to make the Biden administration more powerful by giving them more friendly congressmen. I think that Alabamians, Republicans and independents, realize that Democrat policies are destroying this country. And we need to elect people who are not only willing to push back, but who have the experience and know how to push back. And modestly speaking, I think that's, in this race, that's me.
If people want to get more information between now and Tuesday about you, how do they do it?
Two ways. You can go to brubakerforcongress.com or the cell phone in my hand. That number is 334-399-5493. They can call me there and I'll talk to anybody.
Dick Brubaker, thank you for your time. Thanks for being on with us today.
God bless. Don't forget to vote.
There it is, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile right here, live from Mahindra Tractor on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, glad to have you here on this beautiful Friday, and we are live at Mahindra Tractor in Theodore. You will see the mobile command unit surrounded by red tractors. You know you're in the right place here on Hamilton. Stop by. People are grabbing lunch. They got pulled pork. They've got Kinecadongs. We got FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you as well. And, you know, it's easy enough that even my friend Webb Jackson from Joy Life on the Gulf Coast for Change, you'd found it. You did good.
Thank you.
Yeah, showed up. You said, man, there's all those tractors. I'm in the right place.
Yeah, it's easy to see. Big red tractor sitting down the front. Can't miss it.
That is a good way to find it. Also, when Webb shows up, that's one thing. And then, but we're about to have, I think, a quorum because calling in, our buddy John Callahan is on the line. John, you there?
I'm here, Sean.
Okay, we're gaveled this meeting in. Now we have a quorum and we gaveled the meeting in. You gentlemen, not just coming out here for some sandwiches and Kinecadogs, you got something pretty exciting to talk about.
Yeah, we got a new little event that we take a little opportunity to see if we can tell everybody about, and we're kind of excited about it.
Okay, this is kind of, I think this is pretty big news here. So, and by the way, too, I was asking at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to get to those texts later, John, excluding Fishing Chaos, because I was saying, what if you could only keep two apps on your phone? You had to get rid of every other app on your phone, and we're going to exclude Fishing Chaos. What two do you keep?
Oh, in the fishing world?
No, just any app. Like I said, okay, and this excludes the FM Talk app, it excludes Fishing Chaos. What two apps do you keep?
Oh, man. Well, I have to keep a weather app.
Yep. That's a leading contender right now.
Yeah, and then...
Weather and mapping are the two leaders.
Yeah, well, that's my second one. I have to keep Google Maps.
So there you go. Okay, so you're with everybody else. And so third on that list, of course, people are going to keep the Fishing Chaos app on there as well. So talk to people about what's happening here, this announcement, and how that app from Fishing Chaos plays into this as well.
Yeah, so we're launching with Joy of Life and Webb. We're going to launch the first annual St. Jude Charity Fishing Tournament, which I think is unique for this area. Fishing Chaos does tournaments all over the nation and some in Mexico and Canada and some in, you know, other parts of the world. But with this tournament, I think it's unique because we're allowing fishing to happen throughout the entire snapper season, which is pretty unique. So you're going to be able to fish for snapper throughout the entire season and weigh in at different locations, and it's not just going to be the biggest snapper wins. There will be some prizes for the biggest two snapper, which I believe is going to be $15,000. But the unique part is after all of the fishing's completed for snapper season, we are going to take the two average snapper, and that the person that comes to the closest of the two average snapper is also going to win $15,000.
That's a smart move because it keeps people in, right? Even if you didn't catch the two biggest, you're like, I'm still in this.
Yeah. Yes, and we got to give thanks to Wind Creek Hospitality for helping out with those great prizes.
Absolutely. So this is y'all. This is a, you're right. It goes on elsewhere. And by the way, John just said, you know, all over the United States, Mexico, Canada. He's a Caligas. He's a homeboy. Even though they do stuff all over the place, he's a Mobile homeboy. But this idea of these tournaments that run longer are kind of new to our area. We kind of, you know, you and I all grew up like you fish the Alabama DC Fishing Rodeo or the Sertoma or the, you know, it's 1 day or it's 2 days, or in the rodeo's case, it's three. But I mean, that was the max.
Right. Yeah, we have tournaments going on right now on our app that some are a month long, some are even a year long. Matter of fact, Strike King, the lure manufacturer, just launched a tournament on our app. Registration just launched a couple of days ago, and it's all month of May for bass fishing. And Guggen Squad, which if you're in the YouTube world, they launched, and they're fishing right now for the entire month of April. And they're giving away, you know, $30,000 just for catching bass wherever you are in the United States. So it's not unique to, you know, the world of fishing, but it is, I think, unique to this area. And you mentioned some of those other tournaments. That's another thing unique for us in this tournament is when you fish other tournaments in the area, and they are on the Fish and Chaos app. So, for example, like the Ben Dunham tournament and the Stripers tournament, and the rodeo, hoping red snapper season is still there.
Yeah.
When you weigh in at those tournaments, you don't, those red snapper automatically go into the St. Jude tournament as well. You don't have to weigh twice. You just weigh once, and we automatically put it into this tournament as well.
All right. So, you know, we love what we love fishing, and we love Joy Life on the Gulf Coast. So tell folks what they got to do right now. What about the app? What do they need to do? Got about a minute left here.
Go to fishingchaos.com and register for the app. It's $50 early entry, and you can fish all snapper season, and it actually ends with an in-person tournament where you can fish for inshore species and a couple other species, and there will be an in-person weigh-in on August 10th at the Floribama with an actually pretty decent event in person on August 10th, even though there won't be snapper season there for that event.
All right, good stuff. And Webb, I love anything that involves St. Jude and fishing. This is great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. This is going to be exciting.
But y'all get signed up, get your chance to win biggest snapper or average snapper, which is the name of my new cover band.
Average snapper. I like it.
And we're going to do that. And y'all sign up, and we'll remind you about this next week as well. Coming right back, more from Mahindra Tractor right here on Midday Mobile. Coming up, Attorney General Steve Marshall.